The daughter of Al and Tipper Gore has published a novel. Kristen Gore titled the work Sammy's Hill. It's a comic romance set in Washington, D.C., and its heroine is a bright young congressional aide. The New York Times, in a critical but smiling review, said Sammy's Hill is part of the chick lit tradition. It's a kind of Bridget Jones federal diary, according to the newspaper. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with the 27-year-old novelist.
Sammy's Hill is a laugh-out-loud book, clunky in places like many first novels, but full of inside D.C. observations and a romping, idealistic, hard-working heroine. Kristen Gore, we will get to the book in a minute, but first, is it true your mother keeps her drum set and bongo drums in the family living room in Tennessee?
It is true. It is true. They are there. That was sort of a fact of growing up, too, having her drum sets around.
You have been writing for some years. This is your first novel, but you wrote for the Harvard Lampoon. You wrote for Saturday Night Live, and we have a clip from December 2002 of a monologue that you wrote for your father.
Yes.
You know, the good news about not being president is that I have my weekends free. The bad news is that my weekdays are also free.
And Kristen Gore, you wrote that, and the next day your dad announced that he would not run again for president. Do you take any responsibility for that decision?
I think he'd made up his mind by the time he did that skit.
Yeah. Now, Sammy's Hill, the heroine Samantha Joyce, 26 years old, a healthcare analyst for a junior senator from Ohio. Sammy reads The Economist for fun. She calls herself a colossal dork. She is a funny wonk. She's idealistic. She wants to change and improve the world. Is she your father's daughter?
She is not. She is not me, but I do like her very, very much. And what I wanted to do with her was celebrate that impulse that a lot of young people have around her age who go to D.C. to try to change the world. You know, it makes her a little naive sometimes, but her motivation is very pure. She's also has her ridiculous side, too. You know, I mean, it's definitely a comedy.
Yes.
She is an idealist.
She has some wonderful quirks. She likes, and not only likes, but befriends telemarketers.
Oh, yeah, she loves them.
And she keeps a list of daily anniversaries of something or other, and she celebrates them, like she celebrates the 396th anniversary of eggnog.
Yes, well, she realized that the upshot of celebrating obscure anniversaries is that every day becomes a holiday.
Well, this is a very interesting man, the senator you have created, Senator Robert Gary. Sammy calls him R.G. And I wonder, would you read a little, a brief description of him that you've written? It's on page 103.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He was one of the only people I'd come across who could make ambition sound like sacrifice, which for genuine public servants, it truly was. R.G. wasn't in it primarily for himself, but he was in it.
It's an interesting paragraph. I wonder, in the course of your life as a child in politics, whether you have met lots of people like that on Capitol Hill.
I have met people like that. I don't think they get celebrated maybe as much as others because that quality isn't valued as much as it probably should be. But in my family and the way I was raised, being in politics was about helping people. I remember my grandfather telling me that, you know, and I do think that is a reason why a lot of people do come to D.C., that they share that kind of pure motivation Sammy does. I know that's not really what D.C. is all like, but there are those people who are there to try to make the world a better place.
You also do some writing from the perspective of the candidates about what it is that the crowds want from any given candidate when he goes out. R.G. is campaigning at a state fair in South Carolina, and here's what he sees.
An enormous middle-aged woman in a checkered jumpsuit asked him to kiss her pig for good luck. A 7-year-old boy ran up to show off his biceps. A scraggly stray dog tried to mate with his leg. An aging farmhand asked him his opinion of Britain's prime minister. A young mother praised his support of the Family Leave Act. A young father asked him to keep their baby's placenta as a keepsake. A cotton candy machine operator wanted to know if he and Y got elected, would he like a cotton candy machine for the White House?
Have you ever seen any of this, as a matter of fact?
I have seen things very similar to that, yes.
Did your parents, in reading this manuscript, make any suggestions or any additions to that list?
They didn't, but they did appreciate it. Thought it was funny.
Sounded familiar.
Right.
Kristen Gore, you have been out there, for goodness sake, and I wonder if you have any advice, what your thoughts are, as you watch the Bush and the Kerry girls going around campaigning for their fathers.
Sure. Well, I certainly have empathy. I know what a strange and important role it is. It's very unique, you know, to talk about your dad as your dad. You're the only one that can do that. Oftentimes, it's something people need to hear because no one sees that side of him. I also know it can be scary and surreal and you get picked apart, and it's a very bizarre existence, actually. So I definitely feel empathy. But I also think this time around is so different, such a different set of circumstances.
Kristen Gore, she spoke from our bureau in Chicago. Her first novel is called Sammy's Hill. When she is finished with her book tour, Ms. Gore will start working full-time on the movie version of the book. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.